You're listening to the Fix Your Gut podcast, a podcast that empowers you to understand why you have gut issues and what to do about it. After over 20 years of suffering with IBS, migraines, and chronic fatigue, I decided to take matters into my own hands and I became a nutritionist so I could not only heal myself, but heal others that were struggling like me. Odds are you're here because you're stuck. Your doctor couldn't help and you've already tried cutting out foods and probiotics. So now what? You don't have to suffer anymore. You can heal your gut. We're going to go beyond diet and supplements to empower you with the knowledge you need to achieve deep, lasting healing and finally enjoy food again and get your life back.
Let's start today by talking about mindset and what to expect on your gut healing journey. And as I go along, I'm going to kind of share a bit of my story. So it's been a long journey for me. Most of my life I've had gut issues, and only in the last 5 years or so have I got them under control. And that's because I did a lot of things wrong. And I want to share that with you guys so you can kind of fast track your healing and not have to go through what I went through. So first off, a mindset piece. Sorry, my contact's bugging me. I'm just like you guys. I'm a normal person. I bought these healthy-ish chips today at the store. I was running errands and basically finished almost the whole bag while I was running errands. So that's just my example to let you know that you're only human, especially this time of year. And one of the mindset shifts you need to make is that, first of all, no food is off limits unless you're celiac or something and you have a serious reaction or you have a serious allergy to something. And when you do indulge, it's that mindset of, okay, this happened, I enjoyed it, I'm moving on. And if you get a gut flare up from that indulgence, think about what you can do next time, right? So what led you to overindulge? Were you really hungry? Had you skipped lunch perhaps, or waited too long between lunch and dinner? Was it because you were stressed? Was it because you didn't meal prep and you had nothing in the fridge, right? So just thinking about what you can do differently for next time rather than beating yourself up. And also, if you're having a flare up from an indulgence, not beating yourself up, but recognizing that, okay, you know, what did I learn this week that I can implement? So this week, we're going to talk a lot about diet, lifestyle, and supplements. It's also mindset shifts and lifestyle changes or lifestyle practices that are really crucial for regulating your nervous system and your stress response. So when you're having a flare up, no matter what caused it, I want you to start learning to implement some of these tools rather than just feeling like you have to turn to like a medication or do like a cleanse or something extreme, right? Just knowing, for example, that peppermint or ginger tea is going to be really helpful to help you calm your gut, right? And we're going to talk more about specific supplements and specific ways to manage bloating and food reactions more so tomorrow and in the next coming days. If you have any specific questions on that, including things like, you know, which diet is best for IBS or what foods should I avoid or probiotic questions and things like that, make sure you ask them in advance so I can make sure that I cover them for you. Okay, so something that's really crucial that I didn't factor in when I started my gut healing journey, much like a lot of you guys, I really fixated on food and supplements. So basically, what foods are causing me symptoms? I got to cut them out completely and never eat them again. That was my solution because I definitely noticed that when I cut out things like dairy and sugar and high FODMAP foods like garlic and things like that, I had way less bloating and gas. So I thought, okay, great. I must have a sensitivity to these foods. So when I cut them out, I feel better. So I'll just avoid them forever. But first of all, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a foodie. And I can't imagine avoiding all of these foods for the rest of my life. And it's really depressing and really restrictive, really hard on your mental health. And on top of that, it's really hard on your physical health. You're going to be ending up with a lot of nutrient deficiencies. And good luck avoiding things like onion and garlic when you're eating at someone's house or going on a vacation or something, right? So restriction is not the answer. And we're going to learn why that is throughout the challenge this week. But I want you to keep in mind that there's these kind of six pillars of gut healing. And I wrote this blog post a while back, and hopefully I can recall them all. I'm a little bit fighting a cold today, so I'm a little foggy, so bear with me. I will share the link to this blog post with the six foundational pillars of gut healing. And it talks about nervous system regulation. It talks about diet, supplements, sleep, stress management, mental health. I think we're at 7 now. But anyways, most of those are in there. Just making you understand that it's not just food and supplements, right? If you fixate on those, which a lot of us tend to do, you're going to get really restrictive, really frustrated, and you're going to corner yourself or back yourself into a corner and not be able to get out of that when you try to reintroduce these foods and you're still having reactions, right? So the whole goal of this is to get to those root causes, which we're going to talk about briefly today. And once you heal those root causes by working with a practitioner like myself or going through the Fix Your Gut Formula program, then you can actually add these foods back in without struggle, right? So the idea is to eventually add them back in and be able to tolerate them. And that means your body is healed. If you're avoiding foods and then you happen to eat them over the holidays or something and you have a reaction or a gut flare up, that means you haven't done that root cause healing, okay? And we're going to talk about what those factors are today really briefly, but I want to talk more about kind of the mindset to start off. The second really major thing, and this has been really frustrating for me throughout the pandemic, and I don't want to talk specifically about anything to do with the virus, so I don't want to get booted off Facebook. But what I do want to say is our mindset around health has been really skewed, right? We don't trust our own bodies anymore. We're allowing other people to tell us what we need to do to be healthy. And I'm not putting my political stance in here at all. I just want you to know that, you know, we used to trust our bodies. We used to like understand that, okay, I'm sick. I just need to rest, right? So right now I'm fighting a cold. I need more sleep. I need more vitamin C. I need to eat some stew or some soup and just really listen to my body and honor its needs. I don't necessarily have to go and pump myself full of Advil, cold and sinus or whatever the thing is, right? I can feel better and get better by listening to my body and giving it what it needs in this moment. And we have to understand that our bodies are built to heal. What did we do before we had all this fancy medicine, right? Of course, there was always been people that are herbalists and the village healer or whatever, but we always have these kind of this antiquated wisdom that's been passed down through the ages that really kind of got pushed aside, right? And even in the last few years, it's like common knowledge what parents used to know how to take care of their kids. Like when I was sick, my mom knew, okay, you need to sleep, you need to have soup, you need to maybe have some like ginger tea, all these things that were basic ways to care for your child that we knew the body would heal if you just let it rest and give it nourishment, right? But we're not even trusting ourselves to do those things anymore. So I want you to keep reminding yourself that even when you're having these gut flare-ups and it's a continual thing and you feel like you're not healing, your body is doing what it's doing in an attempt to heal in some way, right? So even though it's creating inflammation and creating symptoms for you, in doing so, that's its way of kind of protecting you from developing other issues, right? So it's a lot to kind of wrap your head around, especially if you don't have a background in health and understanding how the body works. But I want to give you some basic understanding this week so you can understand that, oh yeah, my body is doing its best. And if I give it what it needs, it can heal. So the next thing is always doing your research. So if someone tells you, even me, right, if I say this supplement is great, don't just take anything that I say or anything any particular practitioner says at face value. Always do your research and think, is this really right for me? Should I really be taking this or does my body need something else? Because first of all, your body is very unique. Your health issues are unique to you. And that's because there's genetics, there is your environment you're living in, what job you have, you know, whether you have a family, what you guys eat, what your health behaviors are you exercising, right? So every single person is in a unique situation. And what works for this person over here, so maybe, you know, with their gut issues, doing a gluten-free diet and a peppermint capsule helps them feel good. But maybe for this person, gluten-free makes them feel worse and they feel better with gluten and they feel better with a probiotic rather than peppermint, right? So every single person is going to be different in what helps them feel better and what helps them heal. And the other thing I really want to hammer home as part of this and the major thing that I do with my clients as a number one first step is working on mental health and working on burnout. So all of us are struggling with both of those, especially after the last 2 years. And when you are struggling with those, it makes it exponentially harder to make any healthy choices, right? We all know that when you're feeling down or anxious, overwhelmed, or you're not sleeping, you're not going to be reaching for a salad or a bunch of veggies, right? You're reaching for those comfort foods. It's only natural because your body wants something comforting. You feel out of sorts. So what I want you to do, especially today, is kind of brainstorm on how am I feeling? What do I need more of this week to feel more grounded, more happy, more at peace? And notice that when you give that to yourself, so whether that's, you know, some meditation or a bath or a walk in nature, or maybe a coffee with a good friend, notice the shifts that happen, right? You feel lighter, you feel happier, and you feel more motivated to make those choices, those healthy choices. You're more motivated to cook or do that exercise or whatever the thing is for you that you want to do more of to help yourself feel good. It's that much easier when you're doing things to help your mental health feel good and to fill your cup so you're not like completely burnt out. And I am going to be sharing this burnout questionnaire. If I forget, do remind me. It's really, really eye-opening. And a lot of people that I work with, one of the first things I do with them is we talk about burnout and their stress levels. And I do the burnout questionnaire. And then I usually put them on a specific supplement based on their questionnaire response. Not surprisingly, a lot of people are like way at the end, completely depleted. So adrenal depletion, where they just can't function normally anymore. And that's why they're getting a lot of inflammation, a lot of gut symptoms. They're getting sick all the time. Their mood is off, right? So burnout is a huge, huge one. I'm going to talk a little bit about what we can do in our daily life and certain practices we can use, including Lisa, who's going to be on day 4, I believe. And we talk about building your gut healing lifestyle. So things like breath work and meditation is going to be really crucial as a way to really shift your body into that healing state, that rest and digest parasympathetic nervous system state. So I'm really excited to talk about that stuff as well. So what I want to do for this week is I want to really empower you with the knowledge to understand why you're having gut issues, and then some very simple actionable strategies that you can implement when you're having gut symptoms. But also know that you're taking steps to actually treating those root causes. So you're not just putting a Band-Aid on it, right? You're not just like, oh, I'll just take peppermint capsules and I'll be fine, right? Well, sure, it'll settle your gut down in the moment, but it's not getting to those root issues. So as we learn these things and start implementing very specific strategies, which are going to be the daily challenges, that's going to get at those root causes. Okay, the next thing is the two final like mindset things before we dive into like what is actually causing your gut issues and what we're going to do. Number one is we need to have hope. So whatever that looks like for you, if you're religious and you believe in God, personally, I'm kind of more agnostic and I believe in like the universe and universal energy and all of that. But whatever your belief is, you need to have hope that there's something else out there, some higher power or something that's going to guide you in the right direction and also be there and help you heal, right? You have to be able to let go sometimes of feeling like you have to push yourself into healing and just trust that you will heal with time, right? And be guided in the right direction. If you don't have that hope and that belief that things will get better, it's really, really hard to come out of some of these chronic health issues. I know personally, as someone who struggled with depression and chronic pain for most of my life, which only recently has shifted, that if you don't have that hope, things will not shift. So I want you to get quiet and still and really think about what that looks like for you. You know, are you spiritual? Are you religious? Are you, you know, just being in nature, make you feel connected to some higher power, whatever it is? What gives you hope? Okay. And then the final piece of this is what is your why? Why do you want to heal your gut? And I'm not just talking about, you know, so you're not bloated or so you can eat more foods or whatever it is. Obviously that's part of the picture, right? We want to look our best. We want to be comfortable and not hiding our bloating and choosing our outfits based on how bloated we are. But what's your bigger why? Are you wanting to do this so you have more energy to play with your kids or grandkids? Are you wanting to do this so you can reduce inflammation because you're starting to develop arthritis? Because we know that all this inflammation is starting in the gut. And we're going to dive into that shortly. And so once we kind of talk about more of the connection between the gut and the body and these chronic issues, you'll, maybe your why will become a little more clear. But just think about what you want your life to look like, how you want to feel compared to how you are now, and what needs to change for you to get there. So that, keeping that in mind, your why, whether you put that on your fridge or on your desktop or your phone screensaver, a picture of your why, what gives you purpose, right? For me, one of my motivators right now is I'm hoping to go skiing at Whistler with my boyfriend and his friends sometime this winter. So I haven't been in the greatest shape because I haven't been exercising a lot throughout the pandemic. I used to go to the gym beforehand, lost a lot of muscle mass. I had struggled with chronic pain, which is only now starting to get better. So my goal is to really build up my muscle mass and my endurance so that I can go skiing this winter. So whatever your why is, keep that in mind. Okay. As I said, I'm kind of fighting a cold, so bear with me here. I want to talk next about the causes of gut issues. So we're going to talk about what those root causes are and the way in which we go about healing those root causes. So the 4-step protocol that I use with clients to help them heal. The one thing I do want to make clear as we go through is, much like any other chronic health issue. Okay, let me rephrase this. When we have an issue like a stomach pain or whatever it is, we go to the doctor, give his medication, or we go to the drugstore and get a pill, and then it helps us feel good almost instantly, right? I want you to understand that what we're doing here, because we're healing the body at those root levels, it does take time. You have to shift your mindset away from expecting instant results. A lot of people that I work with notice big changes within the first couple weeks to a month. But oftentimes gut healing takes at least 3 months, sometimes up to a year or even longer. For some people, it can be kind of chronic and it can really get, like, you know, 80% better, but then they kind of relapse and then they get better and they relapse. It really just depends on what is going on with your body. Is it an autoimmune situation like IBD? Is it SIBO, which tends to be recurrent? We'll talk about that as well. Is it more just like a mild bacterial imbalance in your gut because you've taken antibiotics recently? Really depends what's going on there as to how long it will take. So when people ask me that question, there is no straight answer, but just know that it does take at least 3 months to really see results and keep moving forward. And that means in those 3 months, you have to be consistent with things like making healthier choices and really being intentional about the foods you're eating, but also the mindset you have and the things that you're telling your body, right? So loving your body, really getting critical about what thoughts are going through your head throughout the day. Are you saying, you know, are you getting angry at your gut when it flares up? Are you beating yourself up for indulging? Your body hears everything that you say in your head, right? So if you're telling your body that you're sick, or why did you do this to me? You're angry at you. It's going to continually be sick. You're programming the cells to be unhealthy. So really keep that in mind. I know it's hard to shift your mindset, but that's a really crucial piece of the puzzle. Okay, so let's talk about what the main causes of gut issues are. So first of all, IBS is not a real diagnosis. If your doctor has ever told you that you have IBS, it's basically because they've done other tests to rule out more serious things. They couldn't find anything wrong with you. So they put you in this category of, like, you have gut issues, functional gut issues, and we don't know why. So you have IBS. Basically, it's bull crap. Okay. There's always a reason you're having symptoms, but doctors are not trained on functional medicine to understand what exactly is off that is causing the problem. So number one thing that I see in people is what I call digestive deficiencies, meaning your digestive system is not functioning optimally for any number of reasons. Number one, low stomach acid, very, very common. Because most of us are living 24/7 in this stress response, right? We're all stressed out. That completely shuts down digestion. Your brain sends a signal to your gut that we're not safe. It shuts everything down so you can run from danger. You're not producing stomach acid. You're not producing enzymes. You're not producing saliva. Your motility, the contractions of your gut, are not happening, right? So when everything's shut down, you're not going to be producing the digestive juices you need to break food down. Then I'll do a really quick run through of how the gut works for those of you who don't know. So we chew and swallow the food. And then the saliva we produce has digestive enzymes. So that's where the digestion starts. We swallow food, goes into your stomach. That's where we should have stomach acid that further starts to break down food. Having that acid there is really crucial to keep bacteria and other invaders from taking over and causing infections in the gut. So if someone is on antacid drugs long-term, they're way more likely to develop gut bacteria dysbiosis. So that's a common phrase I'm going to use for bacterial imbalances in the gut. People that use a lot of antacids tend to have more upper gut imbalances, and that's usually something called SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. Because what that implies is we have too much bacteria in the small intestine. Not necessarily that it's bad bacteria, but there's too much there because most of it is supposed to be in our lower gut, in our large intestine. The bacteria have specific roles as well, but I want to back up and talk about, so we had stomach acid was the second step. Then we're moving into the small intestine. And in the small intestine, the lining of it releases digestive enzymes. The pancreas also shoots digestive enzymes into there. And then the gallbladder is shooting bile, which helps emulsify and digest fats as well into the small intestine. So all of these things are kind of mixing together in there. And if you have a nice, healthy intestinal lining, you're going to be absorbing the nutrients in there as well, at least partially. But if you have something like SIBO or too much inflammation, too much bacteria going on in that small intestine, you're not going to be releasing optimal levels of these enzymes and bile and whatnot. And the inflammation itself is going to prevent you from absorbing the nutrients. And that's why a lot of people with chronic gut issues have chronic fatigue and headaches and things like that, because they're often low in things like B12 and iron are some of the more common ones, but also like magnesium, calcium, zinc, so many minerals and other nutrients that don't get absorbed when you have inadequate digestive juices and or inflammation in that upper gut. Okay, so taking antacids and antibiotics are obviously a big one. It's going to throw off that delicate balance, right? And we need both stomach acid and bile. They act as like an antibacterial barrier, basically, to keep things from getting out of control in the upper gut or from infections from developing. So it keeps you from getting things like SIBO, from getting random infections, but also like things like ulcers too, from H. pylori bacteria. And then as we go down further in the gut, the large intestine is where like the water gets added in and it starts to like actually create more of the stool, right? We're also still kind of extracting some nutrients, and the bacteria in there actually releases digestive enzymes, as well as they interact with the immune system, which we're going to talk about briefly, but they actually extract calories. So where some of the calorie extraction is happening in the upper gut, but a lot of it's happening in the lower gut. And if you have a bacterial imbalance in the lower gut and the large intestine, you are more likely to be extracting excess calories from your food. And that's why a lot of women, especially women with constipation, who develop these bacterial imbalances where they have too many of these certain bacteria or microbes called methanogens that cause constipation, they actually harvest excess calories from your food, up to 20 to 30% more calories. So that's one of the roles of bacteria near the end here, is to harvest calories from your food. So if you're harvesting excess, of course, that's going to contribute to weight gain, as well as the fact that you're constipated and the food is sitting there and fermenting and getting all, you know, everything's getting inflamed. Any kind of inflammation is going to throw off the whole function of the body, including metabolism. We're not here to talk about metabolism today, but I just wanted to put that as a side note because I know a lot of you have a weight loss goal. Okay, and then the final thing with the large intestine is that it's actually the bacteria in there are interacting with the immune system, and they're either shutting down inflammation or stimulating inflammation. But that inflammation does not just happen in the gut. It's actually going to spread throughout the whole body as well as the brain. So that can cause aches and pains, that can cause sluggish metabolism, brain fog, headaches, all kinds of things. So when we're thinking about these, you know, long-term chronic issues you might be having, fatigue as well, we really have to think about Okay, a lot of it's from inflammation. Well, where is the inflammation coming from? Often it's stemming from the gut. And there is another major one, blood sugar imbalances, that we're going to talk about, I believe day three, whatever day is the eating for energy day. We're going to talk about blood sugar and how imbalances there infect your mood, your energy, and just throw everything off. So I'm really excited for that as well. Okay, what other do I want to talk about here? So the top mistakes are the root causes of gut issues. So we talked about dysbiosis, is this general imbalance in the gut caused by things like taking antibiotics or antacids. Being constipated itself can cause dysbiosis. Stress can directly cause dysbiosis. So when you're stressed, your body can't grow healthy bacteria. Only the unhealthy inflammatory ones can grow. And interestingly, on the flip side of that, exercise, which oxygenates the body but also brings down stress, actually helps promote the growth of healthy bacteria. So that's pretty cool. And then a digestive deficiency, so having low stomach acid, enzymes, and bile, all of that. And then the final one, there was something else I wanted to talk about for that. Anyways. When the dysbiosis, that SIBO is one of the main causes of IBS. So I want you guys to think about that. If you're someone who gets a lot of upper gut issues like heartburn, indigestion, feeling full quickly when you're eating, could be SIBO. And just want you to read up more on that and think about whether that might be a factor for you. So the mistakes that people make when they're trying to heal, this is the big one that I see all the time. So we talked about this when I first jumped on, which was, you're restricting foods, right? Because you take out the food that you think is the problem. Like, oh, I feel a lot better. So then, well, maybe I don't feel 100%. Maybe this other food's bothering me too. So you take that one out. Oh, I feel even better, right? So it's reinforcing the fact that, oh, I should avoid them. I guess I should just keep avoiding them because I feel good. But just because you feel good and you don't have symptoms anymore does not mean you're healed or that's the right thing to do. And actually, long-term, restricting all those foods actually will make your gut inflammation and your chronic health issues even worse and worsen things like constipation and just everything, right? You're going to become deficient in so many things. So it's not the answer. And if that's where you're at and you feel like in order to feel okay, you have to cut out this huge list of foods, then we need to talk and get together and set an appointment to find out what exactly we need to do for you and what your unique gut healing plan needs to look like. Because like I said, everyone is different. For some people, I do a lot of what's called killing. So this would be the first part of that four-step protocol. If someone has a lot of symptoms and may not have the greatest diet and they get sick quite frequently and all of that, oftentimes I'll do some killing with some antimicrobial supplements. And that will be killing off the bad guys. Then we work on replacing what is missing. So the nutrient deficiencies, the digestive enzymes and acid. Then we work on healing and repairing the gut lining. And then the final step is only the time when I would bring in probiotics. Sometimes if the person has taken a lot of antibiotics and is just constantly getting sick and they're just very depleted, I may start with something like a probiotic, but that's why it's very individual, right? Not everyone needs to go in there and kill all the bad bacteria. And the only real way to know for sure is to do stool testing. So I use the GI map stool test. You can look that up if you want to learn more. I can also post the link here in the group. It's a PCR test that tells me exactly what's growing in your gut. So bacteria, yeast, viruses, parasites, all the lovely things, whether they are high, low, or normal. And then it tells me markers of inflammation, immune function, whether you're reacting to gluten, and whether you might have serious bowel disease. So when I see that, it gives me exactly what I need to know to say, okay, do we need to kill bacteria with this person, or do we need to focus on rebuilding their microbiome and growing more good guts, right? So that's the big question mark with people. Usually I can tell with my clinical judgment, but this is where definitely like DIY, and I'll share a bit of my story here, how I got stuck for so long. And it took me so long to heal because I was taking oil of oregano when I figured out that I had this dysbiosis. I would take oil of oregano and I would feel so much better. My heartburn would go away. My gas and bloating would go away. And I was like, okay, perfect. I'll just keep taking this. And I feel like I took it every day for years and basically wiped out all of the good bacteria in my gut. Not to mention, I was also doing extremely restricted diet. So low sugar, low carb, low FODMAP, grain-free, dairy-free, you name it. Like I was restricting everything. I think I was down to meat, vegetables, and some oils at one point. I was 20 pounds lighter than I am now. So I was basically skin and bones and I was not healthy. And then since then, I've had a really hard time kind of rebuilding my gut bacteria levels. So I'll go back and say that I did do a stool test and what came up was not surprising based on what I had done to myself. I had very, very low levels, almost non-existent levels of healthy bacteria and higher levels of what's called opportunistic bacteria and microbes that kind of took over because none of the good guys were there to keep them in check. So no wonder I would get sick easily. No wonder I couldn't extract calories from food and I was like wasting away, right? No wonder one little thing, I'd have a little bit of sugar and I would feel so inflamed and I'd get a headache because there was no healthy bacteria to keep things in check, keep the inflammation down and keep everything functioning properly, right? I had basically caused my gut to be like a desert wasteland. So I don't want you guys to do what I did. It took a long time to get out of that cycle and really start healing and rebuilding my gut bacteria. So going back to that final step, that fourth step of gut healing that I do with people, that's the step when I usually add in a probiotic. But that's a temporary thing. I usually do one bottle and then stop. The main focus in that final step is adding in more fiber, whether that's a supplement sometimes, but I focus more on dietary fiber because the fiber you get, the diversity of fiber in your diet is directly linked to the diversity of bacteria in your microbiome. Okay. And we want as much diversity in there as possible. We want, you know, thousands and thousands of different species, whereas most North Americans have maybe only 100 or 200 species. So very low diversity due to poor diets, restricted diets, lots of antibiotics, lots of sanitizing, all of these things, right? We have live in a very sanitary world, especially now. So we've really reduced the diversity in our guts. So the only way to really rebuild that, because probiotics do not colonize the gut permanently. They're very temporary. They last anywhere from 2 weeks up to 6 weeks, I think is the longest. And that's why they're looking at things like fecal transplants because they're more likely to last, right? Probiotics don't last, which is why we have to focus more on growing your own healthy bacteria. So thinking of it as like seeding your garden, right? You're feeding your gut different fibers to grow different bacteria and grow your own so that it stays there. It's not just an external probiotic supplement. But probiotics are useful for many people, especially if you have a lot of inflammation and you know, you have a lot of deficiencies, you're not absorbing food very well and all of that. So there's always a time and place for them. But again, it's a temporary short-term thing to help you heal and get over this healing hump into the next phase. And then we focus more on fiber because I know a lot of you are probably thinking, Polly, like every time I try to eat fiber, I have the worst gas and bloating and pain. I just can't tolerate it. So I really restrict the fiber that I eat. And that makes a lot of sense because when you're in the early stages of healing and your gut is way out of whack, especially if you have this overgrowth of bacteria, the SIBO or some kind of dysbiosis that needs to be addressed. Yes, the bacteria will be taking that fiber and fermenting it and causing a lot of gas and uncomfortable issues, right? But when we optimize the gut function, balance the gut microbiome, then you can start tolerating these fibers better, right? So that's the exciting part is you can actually bring back the foods you had to avoid. And I mean, it's better for your mental health and you want to be able to enjoy food, right? So we're talking about how we can do that short term. When it comes to feeling good for the holidays, it's going to be more so when it's short term, relying on things like digestive enzymes and supplements to kind of help us manage and feel good in that moment. Because as I mentioned, it does take time, minimum 3 months or longer to fully heal and rectify these underlying issues. Okay. So I'm going to be sharing kind of like the top supplements and things that I keep in my purse to keep me feeling good when I'm out at a dinner or something on the holidays, as well as some practices that I use to help myself feel good. Because I want to reiterate that, again, your nervous system and your gut are directly connected. And remembering that your nervous system is your brain and your spinal cord, but also there's part of your nervous system in your gut called your enteric nervous system. And really exciting and interesting that they found that there's more neurons, more signals coming from your gut to your brain than from your brain to your gut. So that's pretty crazy, right? That's why when our gut is off, say you have an upset stomach, it's going to make you feel kind of not your best, right? You're going to feel like moody, maybe like foggy and just irritable. And that's why, because your gut is literally sending signals to your brain that things are not okay. So it's only when both of them are in sync and feeling good that we can really feel our best, not just our gut, but our mental health, our energy, and all of that. Okay, so that's what I want to talk about mostly for today. I didn't want to make these too long, kind of overwhelm you guys. I want you to definitely ask any questions you have below, and I will try to get back to you as soon as I can. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about banishing the bloat. So we're going to talk about food sensitivities, which diets are, you know, the best for managing symptoms, or which one is, you know, basically none of them are great long term, but sometimes we use certain things like low FODMAP. So we're going to touch on these different diets, whether or not you should eat gluten and dairy. We're going to talk about the difference between bloating versus constipation, because a lot of women come to me and they're like, oh, I'm so bloated all the time. When I ask them how often they're having a bowel movement, they're saying, you know, every other day, maybe once a day, but it's like really tiny rabbit pellets. And like, that's constipation, guys. So that is a huge, huge thing. If you guys are not going to the bathroom, a full, complete, effortless, painless bowel movement every single day, at least once, you're constipated, and we need to get that sorted before anything else will get balanced out. And so tomorrow we're also going to talk about that, as well as why, you know, our doctors and different people tell us, oh, just have more fiber and more fluids. That's not always the answer, because oftentimes a lot of the constipation is coming from inflammation and bacteria imbalances in the gut. So sure, you can try to eat more fiber. It's probably going to make you feel worse and may even make you more constipated, right? So bran and fluids are not always the answer, but we will be talking about that, as well as some of my favorite supplements for dealing with constipation and dealing with gas and bloating and kind of optimizing that digestive function. So stay tuned for that tomorrow. And if you have specific questions on those topics, feel free to post them here or on, I'm going to post the event for tomorrow, so you can post them there. If you don't want anyone to see them, you can always email me or message me as well. And yeah, I would love to hear from you guys as to when you do your daily challenge for today, which I think is going to be a separate post coming up soon, thinking about, you know, what is your mindset around healing? What do you expect? Or what are the things that you've been telling yourself and how that might be keeping you stuck, right? Are you always beating yourself up for eating indulgent foods? Are you getting angry at your gut when it flares? Really being mindful of these, the ways that we look at things. And big one, big one that I have to hammer home is taking responsibility of your health. And we can only really do that and feel truly empowered to know what to do about our issues, right? Because a lot of us are like, well, I don't know, where do I start, right? And so when the doctor tells you take this pill, you take the pill because you're like, well, I don't know what else to do. And you get overwhelmed when you're Googling, like, what should I do for IBS? So that's why I'm here, to empower you to understand why you're having issues, what you need to do about it. And I want you to be able to feel empowered and take control of your own health rather than having someone tell you what to do, because only you know what is best for your body. And something that's really interesting that I'll probably bring up later in the challenge as well, but I just wanted to, pardon me, what is my voice here? I wanted to bring it up quickly, is that my friend Rochelle, she's really big into kind of mindful or intuitive eating. And on her healing journey, a big thing for her has been like, when she's thinking she's going to make something, she'll literally like smell the food. If her body says, I don't want this right now. And you kind of have to tune in and be like, what is my gut telling me right now? If your body and you're feeling kind of repulsed by this food, odds are you probably shouldn't eat that right now, right? So I challenge you guys to kind of tune into your body this week. And when you're about to eat something, kind of smell it, look at it. What is your body saying? Does it want that? Does it want something else? Oftentimes, certain cravings we have are for a reason. We are going to talk about cravings this week too, but I'm going to keep rambling if I keep going on. So I will leave it for there for today. And again, if you have any questions, let me know and I will see you guys tomorrow.
We tend to get so frustrated with our body when we get all these gut symptoms. You're dealing with constant bloating and constipation and heartburn. But here's the thing, these symptoms are actually signals. Your body is actually trying to communicate with you. What if you could learn how to decode your body's signals, figure out what it needs, and give it what it needs to heal? Here's the thing, a lot of us, we get so stuck on fixating on diet and supplements in our gut healing journey, and we get really frustrated when it doesn't work. But we really need to move beyond just diet and supplements and learn how to shift your body into a healing state in order to fast track your gut healing, enjoy food, banish the bloat, and feel confident in your skin again. But so many of us are really disconnected from our body and what we need to feel good. We get these symptoms, but our society tells us, oh yeah, we have a pill for that. So we just medicate our symptoms away. Whether it's a drug or a supplement, we just pop a pill like a Tums or a Zantac because we just don't understand what's going on with our body and we know this is going to give us relief. But we're not actually healing the body. We're just masking what's going on. We've also built these lifestyles that are all about performance and results and serving others. And you've neglected your body and its needs for so long that your gut symptoms are its way of screaming at you, enough is enough. Pay attention to me. I've worked with hundreds of clients, and many of them are super healthy, health-conscious people, and they're very diligent and strict with their diet and their healthy lifestyles, but they get frustrated because they're just not making the progress they had hoped for. And what I've come to realize is there's three major reasons they are stuck. Number one, their mindset. They're stuck in this mindset of, oh, I'm always going to have these issues. Or if I eat anything outside of my safe foods, I'm going to have a gut flare. So many self-defeating mindset patterns that actually put your body in an inflammatory state where it can't heal. The second thing is nervous system dysregulation, aka chronic stress and burnout. I know you've heard it before, but physiologically, when you are stuck in that stress state or survival mode, your body is an inflammatory state. It's just surviving. It has no interest in healing. So we have to learn to shift your body out of that state into a state where it can heal. And the third thing that I see happening all the time is lack of support. Whether that's in their day-to-day life, these people are working so much that they're not taking time to connect with their loved ones. Or in a lot of cases, our loved ones, they want to be there for us and support us, but they just don't get it. They don't understand how debilitating these gut symptoms are and how much they impact our life. So when I work with these people over the last 5 years, I've seen so many clients and I've come to realize that these were truly the crucial missing pieces of the puzzle. And I thought to myself, how could I reach as many women as possible and help as many women as possible without burning myself out? And this is why I built the Fix Your Gut formula. my signature program that walks you through not only my specific four-step gut healing protocol, but actually supports you as you build your gut healing lifestyle. Because gut healing is a journey, and lasting gut health and optimal overall health takes time. So to get you there, I decided to revamp my Fix Your Gut formula and relaunch it on a new platform to include mindset, mental health, and gut-brain connection masterclasses and trainings, tools for nervous system healing, so a video library packed with videos on yoga, meditation, and breathwork, monthly group coaching calls, including mindset and Q&A on your most pressing gut issues, and one-on-one coaching sessions, as well as personalized gut healing protocols. I've poured years of experience, research, and my heart and soul into this program because I want you to be able to feel good again, to have the food freedom, to go out and eat at a restaurant, to travel without stressing about where the washroom is, to wear your favorite outfits without stressing about bloating, and just feel confident and sexy again. And for a limited time to celebrate the launch or relaunch of this program, I'm offering 25% off lifetime access. To grab your discounted access to the Fix Your Gut formula, head to the link in the show notes. And if you're not sure if it's right for you, I've also included a link there where you can sign up to get a sneak peek. So a couple emails with some sneak peek videos of three of the course modules, as well as an actual behind the scenes tour of what you'll get access to inside the Fix Your Gut Formula dashboard and program. That's it for me. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I hope you found it helpful, and make sure that you hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes. If you really love the show, be sure to share the episode on social or leave a rating and review in your podcast app. If you're a longtime listener, you know what's up. I'll be back soon with another episode of the Fix Your Gut podcast with more science-based, digestible strategies for root cause gut healing so you can get your life back and enjoy food again. Chat soon.